91.
Join lpe.com.au, your local electricity provider, and save money today. Hot 91's Dave, Sam and Ash.
Good morning. It is very exciting, 8:04 right now, because we have a very special guest. It's nice to have someone in the flesh.
Yes.
Like not in a different room on Zoom.
Yeah.
Possibly not wearing pants while they're talking to you.
Yeah.
It's nice to have someone in the studio because we've got a very special guest, Sam.
Yes, I was just checking to see if she was in fact wearing pants. And I think you checked as well, didn't you, Dummy?
Just in case.
It's Dummy M.
Hey!
Welcome.
So good to have you here, bud.
Oh, so good to be here. So good to be anywhere.
Yeah, well, isn't it? Well, that's exactly right. Obviously, this year has been so unbelievably strange, and I know everyone sort of keeps on banging on about it, but you've done some pretty cool things already this year, yeah?
Yeah, so I had months of doing nothing, and then I released my new single, Paper Dragon.
Yeah, we're about to play that.
And I started my Queensland tour last week or the week before, something like that.
So where's home? Where's home for
Brisbane,
you?
Brisbane.
Yeah, so you're a Brizzy girl, but I mean, you would have felt the effects of, obviously, like everybody has with COVID-19 this year, keeping us all pretty well in Queensland. And keeping the lid on things. This Queensland tour, was it something you'd planned because of COVID or is something that you'd always had on the map?
Oh, of course, because of COVID. So basically everything, you know, all my plans got cancelled, you know, like everybody else, everyone in this industry, no tours or anything. But then we thought, well, Queensland is okay, we can open. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity to play in venues that I haven't played before.
Yeah, I love that. Well, listen, we've all followed your love story along the years. You and your husband Noah, and he's a beautiful man, and he did an awesome proposal to you, didn't he? He had a nice little proposal story. I think I remember you talking about ages ago. Don't worry about rehashing it now. It was so long ago. But what I'm asking you is that now that you guys have been confined together for so long,
do you still love each other?
I think you just might have answered the question. How is the relationship going towards the end of the isolation period?
Well, where do we start?
Let's start in March when we got locked in.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't killed each other, so that's a good start.
You're still here, excellent.
And, you know, because of COVID, like all my management team, everybody, they're all in Sydney. So Noah had to, you know, get really involved again with all my work stuff.
Yeah.
So he kind of, you know, comes to all my shows. We're going up to Cairns together this weekend for the show in Cairns because obviously, like, you can't go there from Sydney. So it's been, you know, it's been good.
You've sold that well.
Doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it's kind of good. Now, Dami, this is what we love about you, is you're so down to earth. Everyone loves you. I mean, you've been on so many different adventures just recently, but Eurovision, can we talk about Eurovision? I know it happened a little while ago now, but it was so amazing to see you up there on the big stage, and whether people think that Eurovision is for Australians or not, we obviously do, and we adore it.
Yeah.
You did such an incredible job. What was that like?
Eurovision, it was so, I guess, the most intense thing that I've experienced.
Yeah.
It really was like the Olympics for music.
Singing.
And you know, singing and costumes and all of that. So, yeah, just being there with so many people from, you know, all the artists from different countries and, like, competing and being, you know, singing live. Like, the whole experience was really just very, very intense. And, it was honestly, like, life-changing. It was
Until
like,
someone yelled out, play Ya Ya Ding Dong.
Ya Ya Ding Dong!
You know you can't bring that up because obviously we might have to sing it.
All day. Oh, Dami, let's go.
Here we go.
Ding dong, ding dong.
My love for you is growing wide and long. Yeah, yeah.
Ding dong,
ding dong. Okay.
So good.
Ash, you can't bring that.
I love that you guys love the song.
Oh, it's the best thing to ever happen.
Mad for all things Eurovision, but from one of the biggest stages and audiences in the world to a little intimate one here in Maroochydore, you're coming to the coast next week.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm coming to play at the Soul Bar next Sunday.
Yes.
Perfect. So,
and I've never played at the Soul Bar before, and you're just telling me it's lovely.
It's really cool. It's a super intimate venue too. Yeah. So to get up nice and close with Dami M, that's a bit of a treat.
Yeah, it's been like...
Yeah, it is.
It's a treat for you guys.
Enjoy me.
I think Noah's trying to buy the tickets at the moment just to get close to you again.
That's why he's on the tour at the moment, all these little intimate venues, and Dami's going, what, I'm here?
Yeah, no, it's really weird because it is so intimate, and it's just like I have two members in my band now as opposed to like five.
Mm.
And it's just me at the piano talking, and I don't know, it just feels very, it does feel different, but also like it's good.
Yeah.
yeah.
I feel like I'm talking to like each person, and
yeah,
some of them yell back like because they're honest, I think they're drunk, but we have like a little conversation going.
Screw paper dragons, play yaya ding dong.
No, mine's Purple Rain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course,
I'd be like, so, in 2016, I got to perform this song for 200 million people.
Yeah.
Sing Purple Rain. Eurovision, anyone? Purple Rain. All right.
I spent 20 years of my life writing this song that I really want to perform to you guys. Yeah. Like, this is the in-depth of my marriage and my life and my living situation here in Australia. Play Purple Rain.
Yeah, ding dong. Yes.
You're an absolute legend, and you're a darling of the Australian music industry. This song that we're about to play, we're very excited to play because it's absolutely awesome.
Yes.
It's a really, really great song.
Purple Rain?
Purple Rain!
If we play Purple Rain, how offended would Dami be right now? We won't do that to you, Dami.
We would never do
please
that.
Please let me plug my single.
Tell us about the lamest question I'm about to ask. Tell us the inspiration behind this new song of yours.
Well, I do have a good story because at the beginning of this year, before everything went to, I announced to the world that I'm going to re-enter Eurovision next year.
Mm. Oh, yes.
And after that announcement, I already went to look for songs, and I was like writing songs for, that next Eurovision entry. Mm. And this song I thought was perfect. I was really, it's got something really special about it. It's so me, and I loved it. And so, it was my Eurovision song. And then, of course, everything got cancelled. Mm. We don't know what's going to happen. And I didn't want to wait for like 5 years to release a song. So this is my could have been Eurovision song, Paper Dragon.
And so Paper Dragons, is that a nod to your heritage? Is that?
Yeah, so I was born in the year of the dragon, so it kind of fits. But it's really about telling all your haters that you are a dragon and don't mess with me.
Oh, okay. Yes.
That's cool. It's a nice, strong song.
Yeah, it's a happy, big pop anthem. And I just thought, you know what, like this year, like I was so bored, and I didn't want to release something that's too serious, too too emotional. Like this is more like, like I want fun and colours, and that's what this is all about. This
all right.
Song.
Yeah, awesome. Ding-dong.
Bloody great. Yes. It's your own yaya ding dong.
All right. Dami M, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's such a pleasure to see you.
It's just awesome.
You have a great aura around you. You're an absolute legend. Mm. Paper Dragons, the new one from Dami M here at Hot 91.